What is up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another yet final episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 4. This is the season finale, our special surprise episode. We are getting ready to play a game called that Gina found in the mall just not too long ago called Think Like a Stoner.
Yeah.
We get ready to play a game of Think Like a Stoner, so this should get pretty damn interesting.
Go get high first.
Hopefully you're staying.
Definitely I am, right?
Yeah, during the Christmas New Year week that you're having this week. And if you like me, just go ahead and pop a few bottles and take a few shots.
Right.
But the rules of this game is shuffle each deck and place them either together on a table or on the opposite sides of the room. Players take turns drawing cards from the deck. When you take a turn, read both questions to yourself and select the one you like best. Think of your honest answer, and once final, read the question to the rest of the group. Since it's just you and I, you can play with two players. Players blurt out answers at the and the first to guess your answer correctly wins the card as a point. Rotate the turn clockwise, and the first player to score 5 pizzoints wins.
All right.
So this is how we play this. I guess this is supposed to be a bunch of ridiculous questions. We haven't really looked through the cards or anything. We just played a couple of the cards here a little bit ago. I was like, oh, shit, are we sure we want to record this?
Right. We're trying to just see if we can even do this.
So hopefully you guys are having a great holiday week, weekend, staying safe, socially distanced, if possible.
I know a lot of people, places are being shut down or already been shut down. And mm-hmm. Hope you're doing okay.
Yep. Make sure you have fun during this time of year, if possible. Even if you get on Zoom with family, friends, and loved ones, make sure you have fun. Get a smile on your face. And if you need a smile on your face, you are checking out what's probably getting ready to be a very interesting episode of the Interracial Odd Couples game edition of Think Like a Stoner. Okay, so I got the stopwatch set over here for 30 seconds. Okay. You just drew a card, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You ready? I'm not ready. Don't. Hold up.
Why shouldn't I bite your crotch? And go.
Well, how hard are we biting? See, these questions are innuendos. It's not making any sense.
Jesus, you remind me of Carlton and Fresh Prince. Well, see, the ancient Mayans. Just answer the damn question.
I mean, like, are you trying to take me out or are you trying to have fun? I mean, like...
By biting your poochie-coo?
Yeah.
Time's up. moving on. Your turn.
I don't think we're ever going to get very far with this shit.
Because somebody could never come up with answers or answer them.
Right, because I don't know.
Oh, shit. What we got?
If everything I touched turned into something, what would I want that something to be?
And go. Money.
Right. All day long. The other one was, what is my favorite pickup line? I don't even... A pickup line.
What is... pickup line.
I don't...
You've had...
I'm supposed to have a fucking line. Favorite pickup line?
Yeah.
No.
I got love for you.
That is not a fucking pickup line.
It worked.
It did not work. It was you.
I got love for you. That's right, fellas. That's right, ladies. That worked. Draw a card. Come on. Oh, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we got? What we got? Hold up. Reading some of these questions is ridiculous. And by the way, this is not an ad. We wish it was.
Right.
We wish it was, but we just want to have a little bit of fun. Let's see. I guess I'll just go ahead and ask this one. What should I never do with a live chicken? Go.
I don't want to say that on air. That's gross. I don't know. Run around with it.
What?
Know. All the
That's
other...
what I shouldn't do with a live chicken, run around with it. Come on.
All the other things Three, are very bad.
Two,
I don't want
You should have answered one of them, because I guarantee you.
No.
Can't tell you, though. Moving on.
No. You can tell.
Nope.
Yes, you can say.
No, because we might use this card again in the future. I don't want to give you my answer.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. Chickens like, do got them long
he
necks,
just
though,
made
man.
Made the game boring.
Chickens got them long necks.
Whatever. Okay. What is the dumbest thing I have ever done?
And go. I have no idea. You do a lot of dumb shit.
You're so
funny. Let's see. I really don't know. I'm so mad I can't answer this one. Because you've told me a lot of stuff that you just get. Like, man, I'm stumped on this one. There's a lot. Because you've told me a lot of stuff that you've done over the years that you thought was stupid as hell and we laughed about. Just mm-hmm. like, everybody has those stories of dumb stuff they've done. I don't know the Never. Dumbest thing. No, I don't know the dumbest.
Married twice.
Okay, you ready for this question?
Okay.
It is, what animal would I want to be in my afterlife? You ready?
Ready.
Go.
A lion, a tiger, a bear, a lion. I don't know, a fish? A monkey?
Oh, that's appropriate.
Well, Poppy wants to be a monkey.
Well, good for him. It's racially insensitive.
Not for him.
5, 4.
I don't fucking know. I named like 500.
No, you didn't. You named like 4 things. Time is up.
Okay. If I were a demon, who would I possess?
Then go. Wow. Who would you possess? Who would you like to possess? If you were a demon. That's going into some dark places.
Well, I came up with the answer really quick, so obviously.
It'd have to be one of your exes.
Oh, no.
Fuck, man. If you were a demon, who would you possess? I don't know. Your mother?
Straight to my mother.
Got it. Right at the end. Why do you want to possess your mother?
I have no idea.
That's strange.
Mother. I said, fuck yeah.
Please elaborate on that.
I have no idea.
Why the fuck would you want to possess your mom? Ew.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, I got you now.
Oh, shit. Like her life isn't cursed enough, huh?
Oh, it's not cursed enough.
Oh, you're such a great daughter.
I try.
All right, I'll just ask. I'm going to ask a goofy one just for the hell of it.
Okay.
It's goofy to me. If I were a jock strap, who would I want to wear me? Ed, go. Damn.
The only person that I think of is your Green Bay quarterback that you.
You trying to tell me that I'd be Dick Ryan, Aaron Rodgers,
Aaron Rodgers, yes. One of those.
Seriously?
Do you want me to put you on?
Yeah, like I got posters of the man up on the wall and shit. Right? Shit.
If I could travel back in time to visit my 5-year-old self, what would I say to myself?
If you could go back in time to visit your 5-year-old self?
Mm-hmm.
I just picture your 5-year-old self just sitting back quiet in the corner looking at everybody all fucked up. Yeah. Like, run! Leave! Remember that hobo costume? Put your shit in that satchel on a stick and just go! You live by a train track, bitch! Go! That's what I got.
That would have been really good. That would have been the best thing.
You hear that train in the background? I mean, come on, man. It's still not too late.
Right. No.
Wait, take me with you.
Oh, that'd probably have been the smartest thing. Actually, I said they were all full of shit.
Well, I was thinking in advance.
That's what I said. Your little probably a lot better.
Your little 5-year-old nugget already got all that shit. Just,
I know.
You already processed the whole situation by the time you got to kindergarten. Like, this is right. Some bullshit. It's only part of the day I look forward to. Mm-hmm. Graham crackers and juice boxes, bitch. And let me get that nap in, too. Fuck it. Man. You have no idea what I go home to. You tell everybody that on the monkey bars.
I need my nap.
Telling everybody on the damn seesaw. Oh, shit. I ain't gonna be mad if this tetherball knocks me the fuck out.
I get to go somewhere else.
Both of these questions are really good on this card. I'm gonna ask this one though. What would I most hate to hear right before a surgery? And go.
We wish you luck. Preacher coming in, yeah. Whatever, giving you last rites.
You're real close too. 3 words.
I don't know what the 3 words.
Oh, I'm sure people already that are listening right now know those 3 words that you don't want to hear before surgery. Time's up anyway.
No.
Any last words? Ain't no way in hell I'm trying to hear that shit.
Maybe I won't. I give it to you though. Wait, doom and gloom.
He said, "Read you your last rites." Damn, you actually like I'm going to jail before I go into surgery. Let me read you your Miranda rights. What the fuck?
I'm like sending you away forever.
It's fucked up, woman.
My bad.
Why was I on all fours the last time that happened? And go.
The only time you... You better be on all fours is in the bedroom. So, what?
Why the fuck I gotta be on all fours? I don't be on all fours. In the bedroom.
That's what...
Well...
Yeah, I think, yeah, you are.
3 seconds left.
That, nah, I ain't changed my fucking answer. If you're going to talk about all fours, that better be the only place that's ever happened in.
I was in there repotting a plant.
Where on my body would I least want a plastic surgeon to add an extra tongue?
Say it again. I'm trying to, what? What would a plant?
Where on my body would I least want a plastic surgeon to add an extra tongue?
Probably in your ass. I don't know. I'm trying to think, where would you want an extra tongue? Anywhere on your body.
the least place.
Yeah, it gotta be definitely below south of the border somewhere.
The least place.
Your foot?
What? Rather it be on my foot, nobody can see it. The least place would be that. My forehead.
I don't give a fuck about that. I was just thinking, well, I can understand that, but I wouldn't want to have a tongue near my asshole. That would that'd be terrible.
I can still hide it.
When do I feel dominated?
I hate when you start that because I'm trying to understand the question first. So can you just pause that shit?
You can't just stop the time.
Just pause that shit. Think about this for a second. Well, that's I'm trying what, to understand
the,
it.
That's what the 30 seconds is for.
30 seconds is bullshit because I got to fucking contemplate this shit. This is why this shit ain't going over well. Okay, so fucking listen. Read that shit what the again.
Okay, now do I have your attention?
No, don't touch that fucking timer because I got something to say. Read that shit again.
When do I feel dominated?
Now, when I hear you say that. That
I'm
game.
I'm starting time now.
No, that shit, stop. That game comes in my head. You know the game I'm talking about.
She the cheating. Computer you hear how game? She manipulating this shit?
No, the computer game. You are. What?
Huh?
You know the computer game that we played back in the day, way back in the day. The fucking. The one that you fling around everywhere and shoot, give the name.
Star Wars? Doom?
No. You're fucking this up, dude.
No, I'm not.
If I go, man, I'll tear that garage up to get the CD out.
If I gotta look up Unreal Tournament, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Thank you. Okay, so see, that when you say it like that.
Domination.
That's yeah. What pops up in my head. So I don't know what you're meaning by that question.
It's so the question.
Read the question again.
And I'm starting the time this time.
No, what you're not.
Yes, I am. So we can move on here.
No.
Wiz Khalifa.
So, no, every time you do that, I hear Unreal Tournament.
Okay.
In my head.
Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Okay. No Unreal Tournament, please.
Okay.
Okay.
When do I feel most dominated?
When I'm on top.
Yes!
See?
See, that's bullshit.
That's better.
I don't ever
that's
talk like
mine,
that.
Bitch.
Fuck you. That ain't how I be talking either. You immediately got the answer? And no, I ain't on all fours. When she's on top.
What would my refrigerator say to me if it could talk?
And go. What would the refrigerator say to you if it could talk? Bitch, stop cooking so much. I'm full. Do you remember when this motherfucker... Do you remember when you put this in the back of me? It's got a pulse. It's got two pulses. Cooking for a small army and shit. It's just you two motherfuckers in this bitch. Stop it already.
Wow, that refrigerator said a lot. Jesus. I think we need a new friend. How am I?
I feel the emotions. I feel it. Same way the toilet probably feel about me.
If I were a ghost, who would I haunt?
Your mom. Your dad. You've always told me that if you died first, you'd haunt me the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But who would you hunt if you were a ghost right now? Is that what it, is that, says, that's what you're asking, right?
I were a ghost, who would I haunt?
It'd be me.
I said everyone.
Everybody. You gotta pick. Come on, man.
I ain't gotta pick and choose. I can visit everybody. Fuck you. My time goes a lot slower or faster. I don't remember. So I got a lot of time to kill.
You be cheating, man.
I'm getting all of y'all. Cheating my ass. Don't give me that
look. Where should I put my finger right now if I want to get punched and go?
I even say probably in my asshole.
Yes.
If people could hear my thoughts right now, what would they hear?
And go. It would all consist of... You're all fucking idiots on some level or capacity. All of you are stupid. All of you are idiots off with all your fucking heads. No. I hate all of you.
That's not what they're saying right now.
Oh, if you could read their thoughts. Is that what the question was?
It says, if people could hear my thoughts.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, I know right those are your
now,
thoughts.
Right now.
I'm done. That time's up.
What would they hear?
I don't know those things.
Well, right now, it's a lot of giggling and they go, yeah. Fuck.
What is the sexiest vegetable?
I want to say normal people's going to say cucumber.
I don't think that's very sexy.
For a woman, it probably is.
Yeah.
But we're talking about you.
Thanks. You got 10 seconds.
I know. Melon. Of some sort. Tomato. I don't know. What was it?
A pineapple. Just something about it.
Something about a pineapple.
Something about a pineapple.
Huh.
Don't get any ideas.
I have none, actually.
And that's not a subliminal message either.
No.
We are mutually exclusive.
Please, no pineapple.
Draw a card. Is a pineapple a fruit or a vegetable?
What was the most rotten thing I did as a child?
And go. Starve yourself to death to get sent to the hospital because you didn't like your mother's cooking. That's my number one answer. I know you don't feel guilty about splitting your brother's wig open.
Feeling guilty and being rotten are two different things.
Yeah, that's being rotten, not eating your mother's food just because you don't like the taste, like you have a choice. You better be glad you wasn't in no black house growing up. Your ass would be in existence right now. I don't fucking know, man.
I did boycott her food. But no.
That's some bullshit, man.
No, it was me busting my brother's head open.
That was it?
Yep.
Then why did I get a point for that?
Because you picked the other one.
Man, I can remember. That's not part of the rules. The rule says I can say all the different shit I want to. You felt bad about that? You felt, well that, you didn't
no,
feel bad.
No, I didn't
about
feel bad.
It was about
it
a rotten moment.
Rotten thing. That was a rotten thing to do.
Gina took a 2x4 to her brother's
fucking
wig. It was
not a
wig.
2x4. It was not a 2x4. It was those metal
bases
bed. Metal bed
post.
Things that are underneath the bed that hold your bed up, whatever those things are called.
That's
right
even,
now. I'm high and I can't fucking think of what they're called. But those things, they were, we were going outside out in the backyard, and the four of them were leaning up against the door where we're supposed to go out, like right beside it. And so he was going first. Talking his shit like he normally does, and I had it. So, and those were right there.
How old were you guys?
I don't know. Young. Mm. Very young. So I had it.
Evil ass.
So I just fucking picked up.
Clunk.
I didn't think it busted his head open, but it sure the fuck busted his head open. I was like, oh my God, the dogs did it. Yep. Nobody was otherwise.
And listeners of the podcast that have been here since day one have heard that story before. That shit always cracks me up still. I still think I should get a point for it, but whatever.
I gave you the point.
Aight. What would I buy if I won a $1,000 shopping spree to an adult store? Go.
What would you buy if you...
want a G in an adult store, to spend it in an adult store?
Well, it better be a real fucking big doll.
What? Okay, a big doll?
Yeah.
A big doll that costs $1,000?
Sure.
You know you would a brother. I'm thinking, how many things can I purchase? Not just one thing.
Well, yeah.
Why would I want a doll? First of all, I got you. I'm already dressing your ass up. What are you talking about? You got the leather chains on.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a swing set. We got mirrors. Oh, yeah, we got mirrors.
Oh, he's decking out the room. Yeah. Okay. No, I thought we just had $1,000 to do something. I didn't know do everything.
Yeah, I'm a brother. I'm thinking like, shit, I'm going to make this $1,000 stretch. Shit, what you mean?
I wanted a doll and put her on display. I would dress her up and say, look, there we go.
Now, I will have to say, though, if you do die before me, I am buying a sex robot. That is happening.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
I can turn that bitch on and off. I ain't got to hear no mouths. I ain't got to put up with shit.
No, unplug it.
We done did our time with each other.
That's right.
I'm joking, honey.
Oh, no.
But no, I'm not putting up with no more women after you. That's love, baby. That's love.
That is.
All right.
That's love.
That's all the perspective here.
I'm not doing it. If my genitals were a slot machine... what would the jackpot be?
Why would you ask me that? Because it's on the card.
Had to choose. One or the other.
What would the jackpot be?
Woo. Ding, 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 ding. Winner.
I have no idea. That's just crazy. What the fuck? I thought all kind of stupid shit that didn't make sense.
Like what?
I don't know. I was like, shit, Jolly Ranchers. Like, what?
I'm with Jolly Ranchers. Wow. Yum.
Some lemon drops. Like, what's going on here?
No, like 10 million. That's what I guess, man. I'm special.
Who do I think should be put on a leash?
Me.
Yep. Why?
Because I need to be.
If I stole a leprechaun's gold, where would I hide it?
With me.
always got. If I were on a reality show on a remote island, what one item of mine would I want with me? And go.
Me.
Who would I most like to have phone sex with?
I would have to say me, but we're always together, so I don't know who.
I knew you'd say that shit.
Better be me.
It is.
Oh, where is that shit? Put it on my pile. That's right.
What is the smallest space I have been in lately? And if you say me one more time.
Yeah. That is a good answer. I would like to say that.
That's
answer.
Not it. Okay. Keep going.
The greenhouse.
Damn it. If I were a wig, what would I look like? Why are you staring at me like that?
Trying to imagine you as a wig. It's kind of confusing.
I'm a confusing looking wig.
Am I supposed to be laughing with you? What would be awesome about living in a giant peach?
What would be awesome about living in a giant peach? There's nothing awesome about that to me. That sounds terrible. Who the fuck wants to do that? Live in a giant peach? What would be awesome about it? What should be awesome about it?
I really think that's so bad. I would say it's tasty.
Oh, God. Really?
You don't know how to eat it. I would have to eat your way out.
See, I would think you would be on some SpongeBob shit with that pineapple and everything inside's all furnished. And no.
I'm in the center and gotta eat my way out. What is my most bizarre talent? Please tell me.
Oh, what? You have an answer? No. Well, then why the fuck are you asking me this question?
Because
already?
I want to know.
Nothing out of the ordinary about the interracial odd couple.
You didn't answer. That's bullshit.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
If I could add an extra hour to each day, how would I use it?
I would help learn him.
Learning what?
Whether music or gardening. Or plants or something. So I don't care. Fucking learn.
Thanks for the pep talk, dear. Turns up.
You're welcome. What was it?
Sleeping.
Lazy?
You gonna call me lazy when somebody keeps me up at least an hour every night with their gymnastics in the bed? I'm gonna make that hour up somewhere else. That's how I was spitting, smart ass. Draw a card.
Okay.
That's what you get.
I get it. What should my drag name be?
What should your... No. Yes. What should your drag name be?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You have an answer for this? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, your drag name should be...
Oh, this is interesting.
I don't know. Shit, Reginald. You could call me Reggie.
Yeah.
Right at the buzzer. If I were a dragon, where would I breathe my fire at first?
Please.
Whose mind would I most like to control for 37 minutes? And go.
I don't know. What's that science guy? He'd be fun to control. At least get into. me?
Damn it. Yep, you. What the fuck? I ain't thinking about no science guy. If I got 37 minutes to control your mind, shit.
Good time.
Who's gonna fuck that up? Come on, man. Just saying, man. All the shit I done thought, that's what took me so long to read the question.
I know. That's why I went to, from extreme to like not extreme.
But I'm like, man, I got to bring this back down to 37 minutes, not 37 years.
Right? See? There was my 37 year science guy to me. See how it worked? All right. We're on the same page.
What mainstream movie does my life most resemble?
Mainstream what?
Mainstream movie.
Mainstream movie?
That you would think resembles my life. That I would think resembles my life is technically how you play this.
I don't fucking know. I don't have an answer. I don't fucking know.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like, I don't see this motherfucking no damn movie. I don't see no movie even thinking of it. The fuck he think he is? So you already look...
Not even that. Is I don't even see no movie. I mean, we watch movies, but movies just, in my eyes, I just see something. Oh, it's great. And then I don't, it doesn't recollect. It just like goes in one ear out the other.
You couldn't have threw out anything? Like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, maybe?
Oh, you're with someone so sweet. Okay, no. No, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking some cool shit like RoboCop, you know?
The fuck are you killing? Oh, no. You are nowhere near RoboCop. Oh, my God. You dripping. Oh, my God.
It's your unlucky day, punk. I'm RoboCop.
I mean, maybe in 5 years. The way shit's going.
Yeah, you don't mean in a youthful way. Like, yeah, you're going to need some new body parts.
Right?
What did I see the last time I saw something unusual on my body?
I don't know. Oil? But that was an unusual. They come and go. I don't know. I don't know. Did something come up? We don't know.
Oh, shit.
What's going on over there? See, we go off mic for a minute. Answer, please. Quick, quick, quick. My mind needs to know. My mind's got to know. You got to hurry. It's going to places. Would you tell me?
I will.
Okay.